Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, welcome, dear listeners, to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Jew at the Reading of Peace. Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings from Allah be upon you. You know, this greeting that we give, Assalam, is one of the Creator's 99 attributes, one of some say the names of Allah. Assalam is one of those attributes or characteristics of the Creator, the source of peace, the source of peace, As-Salam, and upon you. And this has been shared with us to also mean that this peace obligates you, one. This peace obligates one. It's an obligation on us to create peace. The Prophet, peace be upon him, in a very famous hadith, I'll paraphrase it, he said, you will never enter paradise until you believe, and you will never believe until you practice loving one another. Shall I show you how to create love, spread the salam. The prophet said, spread the salam. Assalamu alaikum to you all, dear listeners, who are preparing and making in the land of plenty in AM 360. American Muslim 360, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Welcome to again to our Saturday broadcast. Today's topic, we want to feed right into that introduction on the peace with today's topic, the loss of empathy and how to restore it. And we shared that hadith as a great foundation for creating a peaceful state, a loving state, and that's to practice loving one another. Practice loving one another. And this, according to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon the Prophet, will get us to paradise. It'll get us to paradise. And we want that. We want that existence, that peaceful existence given in the picture of the hereafter in this life. We want that. We want to have that, some semblance of the akhir, the future life in this life. So, and if we are not striving to experience that in this life, then we could easily come up short in the next existence after this. Certainly, the religion of Al-Islam wants to create for us good in this world and good in the next. According to the Quran, Allah said for us to pray for that. Pray for, oh Allah, give us good in this world and give us good in the next, and save us from the penalty of the fire, because the fires of passion, anger, bitterness, et cetera, will penalize us and bring us to more and more destruction. So welcome again to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And we want to address the loss of empathy in the society and how to restore it. And we believe that obeying Allah and obeying his prophet, the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, who demonstrated how the Quran was to be lived in actual practice, can create that life we are striving for. From again, Michael, welcome to our program as well. Our engineer and contributor, Michael Amin. And I'm not sure if he's perhaps. Yes, well, later myself. And I'm not sure we're going to have Professor Rabbani with us today. He's in Ethiopia. He's traveling. So it may be a little difficult. But if we do get him, it'll be an extra blessing. So, Michael, alhamdulillah. Share with us some thoughts, if you would, on this topic, and where we need to go, and how we can regain it, because we don't want to just talk about problems. We want to also look at how to bring some solutions. So please share with us some thoughts you may have.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum to you and to the audience. You know, it may seem too simplistic, but we've had the subtle development of the social life under a pattern that we could compare it with those of us that are familiar with the biblical history of Pharaoh and the Hebrew boys and girls. We could make a comparison of that kind of evil social structure. And, you know, we have terminology, racism, color consciousness, I don't like to use the terminology white supremacy because, you know, that really feeds into that. It's a, you know, we come to understand somewhat how the human being operates, and certain things can trigger us. A certain word can bring to mind a feeling, can bring to mind a certain picture in our mind of an experience that we are not pleased with. So a suggestion would be if more of us would relate and use the language, we would be aware that we're in an oppressive language or environment now, but to begin using language that speaks to our common beginnings, Bible, Quran, identify a beginning from Father Adam and his mate, a common human origin that should be a foundation for us seeing and being empathetic with one another. You know, the empathy is really relating to how much we have in common and being able to say, okay, I can identify good human situation as well as this challenging situation as a human being. And understanding that, and I'll stop there.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing both concepts, the challenging situation as well as the happy and joyous situation, because we can also sometimes neglect to be pleased with the accomplishments of the week. That's another aspect of this empathy, where, you know, a lot of times we look at the negative side when someone is suffering and not doing well. Can we empathize with them and share in that that experience with them?
I was looking at the song by the Temptations, "The Joneses Get You Down," and the kind of spirit that you should have, because the Joneses' idea have been problematic. You know, another aspect of this environment that is not being sensitized to how much in common we have is the fact of, you know, jealousy. How come that nigga deserve to have that? Some would say in that mindset, you know, why do they deserve to have that? You know, that was the problem with those acknowledging Prophet Muhammad being blessed by God.
Yeah.
How come this guy got to have it?
Yeah. He don't have as much money. He's not as popular as we want. That's a real bad situation. And you know, on that note, I'll digress a little bit here. When we hear the people who look for the problems in life and don't look for the positive solutions or ways to get out of, you know, and this is a terrible situation. So we having this terrible situation in the Middle East. Now that's really highlighted for us the ability for the human being to regress to such a state out of jealousy and hurt and anger and maybe prejudice. Maybe you could even include prejudice and bigotry. To give in to those forces. I remember, I think it might have been Imam Kareem pointed out once in a talk, or it could have been you, Mike, I'm not sure, but Allah said, fight the schemes of Satan, for his schemes are weak. And and the weakness, giving in to weakness, giving in to the lesser excellent inspired life or inclinations. I'm reminded of that verse in the Quran where Allah says, "In you have been commanded more, no more than this, to worship Allah, to worship God, offering him sincerity, being true in faith, and be inclined and to establish the prayer and pay the zakat, be generous in giving what's due to the poor and the needy, and then be inclined to be upright." And
yes.
Have that intention in your heart that I want to be upright and straight. And this is religion. This is religion, correct and straight. That's in Surah Bayina. Bayina, El Bayina. The clear evidence where Allah addresses this issue of being inclined to be upright. It's at least in your heart want to be straight. You know, as human beings, we're going to be flawed. We're going to make mistakes. But we should have the intention to be upright and straight. You know, on the streets, we have that strength. Just straight up, man. Just straight up. They have that saying.
Yeah.
You know that. And it meant just be honest. Just be honest. So this is, and this, as Allah says, you have been commanded no more than this. The language is very powerful. You have been commanded no more than this to worship Allah, offer him sincerity, truly being true in faith, to establish prayer, be a person devoted to devotion, devoted to obedience. Our prayer is devotion to obedience. And pay the zakat. Give the poor and needy their due. Give the people, the oppressed ones among us, the orphans, the indigent, their due. And be inclined to be honest and straight. And this is the religion. This is our faith. This is our belief. So these things are very clearly laid out for us in the Quran on what is the solution to solve the problems of this lack of empathy we are talking about. You know, first be obedient to the Creator, and be obedient, be devoted to following the truth and patience and sincerity, all those things, encouraging and work righteous deeds. And we can defeat this this. Very negative use of empathy in the society.
As it was in the days of old, the Bible points to Jesus, the Christ, the son of Miriam, alayhi salam, identifying the source of the problem is in He went to the leadership and challenged them and exposed them. You identify, you say, you are of your father, you are of Abraham, but you're really the father. Your father is the devil. He was a liar, and we identify the problem issue in terms of the language. Your father was a liar in the beginning, and he didn't live in the truth. He abode not in the truth, and you were just like him. So the identification of where the problematic issues come from, people have to be exposed. Their thinking and their language has to be exposed. In the Quran, God clearly shows us the development of evil among human beings, a type of human being called jinn, a type of human being that says, I'm better. Well, who told you that? Did God, did your creator tell you that you were better? No, you came up with that idea on your own. And what's another source of this problematic environment? The source is arrogance. And Almighty God explains in a narrative what this arrogance looks like. And he also explains that the arrogance is like a cancer, and it distorts and makes the thinking ability small. And I've come to the idea that it's very, very, very much like this terrible disease that we see in dementia and Alzheimer's, where your memory is distorted. At a certain point in the deterioration of the mind, you become very, very opposition, you know, opposing those that are closer to you and care about you. You know, and I'm observing this in my own family right now, and it poses a problem that we see in the world.
Yeah.
You know, how can you destroy, what kind of mind can justify destroying innocent women and children? And you're saying, well, these children our enemy is using these children to hide behind. Now, they don't say it like this. Our enemy is using these children and other people to hide behind. So we just have to kill the people that are shielding our enemy. If we kill them, you know, Imam, it kind of suggests that they know something about Scripture, because they know they may not really believe it, but they understand. The Scripture says that innocence will go straightway to heaven. You know, and there's a saying. With the same evil mind intent in American history, kill them all and let God sort it out. That was the actual statement. I don't know exactly what part of history that was, but I remember that idea. Well, you know, we're fighting the enemy. There may be innocence involved, or you know, being shielding the enemy or in proximity to the enemy. But kill them all, and let God sort it out.
Yeah,
how
Michael.
Evil is that? Yes.
Michael, sorry to interrupt, but you are clear now. But there was a lot of distortion in your when you were speaking, and Imam Kareem chimed in to alert me that he was hearing it. I'm kind of quiet here. I wasn't sure if there was some interference where you were, but continue. Let me hear it again. But you were breaking up. Go ahead and continue, if you would.
Can
so,
you
Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
The idea is this mind that is not empathetic, does not recognize common ground, but this mind also has some knowledge if you practice the Scripture or believe in the Scripture, but intellectually they know that Scripture says that the innocent will go to heaven. So in a cold and callous way, you know, they justify to themselves, well, the enemy is hiding behind these people or in close proximity. So we're going to kill them all and let God sort it out. Terrible thinking. Demonic thinking.
Yes, yes. You know, I want you to let me know if you hear any distortion while I'm speaking, because I don't want to make sure my phone is not the culprit to this disturbance we're having. I was reminded of the surah, and let's take a break. Let's take a break, inshallah, and then we'll come back and I wanted to talk about the surah El Maun. El Maun, and Have you, it begins, have you seen the one who lies about religion? Yes. You're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And also, you know, we were talking about the care, and this is our annual telethon where we raise funds for the fund, the radio station, and the CWSC Shura Conference activities, and many, many activities that are being done. So, dear listeners, please be aware that we are in that period of time where we are asking for your help to help fund this pre-independent media that we have here. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. Inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sewer Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Okay, we're back, Imam, but I just got a 60-second closing announcement. And Imam Kareem, we want the audience to know that Imam Kareem is working on fixing that. So it may be just a glitch, and we will be able to continue, or we may be temporarily disconnected. But, you know, we want you to stand by and don't leave. And we've got a caller. Go ahead, Imam.
Yeah.
We've got a caller and Imam.
Yes, caller, state your name, where you're calling from, and we'll go to the caller in the meantime.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Bilal. So I just heard the announcement that we may have a glitch,
so please share with us. Okay. Look, our social needs is our biggest focus. And what we do when we concern ourselves, what we need to have as a community of people, taking care of our business, building things, and a lot of them will open up for us, all the science, the knowledge, and the education of creation.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on our social nature, the things that we need as a person, and as a people, and as the global society at large, because of why we do business in that arena. So praise be to Allah. Focus on our social nature, and Allah will bring about the success that we need as a people. Utilize that brain and put it to deal with our social issues. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much.
We have another caller.
Yes, caller. State your name and where you're calling from, please. Welcome to Family in the Land of Plenty. Thank you, Bilal, for that reminder. Very, very profound. Thank you. Caller, state your name and where you're calling. Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Muhammad of the Ummah, Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbus, Georgia. And basically the same thing.
Destiny
that we're upon.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. For human destiny, has never been closed. We have to understand that people have come to revelation since the beginning of Adam, and they, due to lack of faith, in their reality that Allah has given them, they reject to go through the door or go down the path of success, and they want to do it their way because of the free will that we have. But then, like we talked on the first program this morning, when we realize how sacred this opportunity that Allah has given, so it seems by just accountability that the descendants of African slaves here in America has the opportunity to go through this door and establish a halal community, using that language, which means only what Allah permits, and forbid anyone to entrench upon this sacred freedom that we have and we're responsible for sharing with everyone, as we know Imam Muhammad used to teach all the time. And Allah, with his merciful wisdom, we even had Qasim Atman, may Allah bless him, with the paradise. Allah was beginning to send a message through him of teaching us about shared space, so that we don't get spooked up in thinking and keep on letting Shaitan make us think to look for something everywhere else except for this success here in the land of plenty, like what you're doing. This is a great show that you have, a great one. When we get an opportunity to look more at the nature of what we're going to have to do to be successful in this land of plenty, because our share of the dunya is part of it. But we're going to have to spend the resources that we got. We have to make a human resource sacrifice of what Allah has given us and spend it in his way, which is Al-Islam. And if we keep on thinking that we have to share it with those who had and rejected this opportunity, the best thing we could do for them is to get ourselves together. So when we start pooling our money, we ain't broke. Not for knowledge, not for wisdom. We have science. We have great Arabic scholars amongst us. Everybody's got to come back to the table and share it with each other. Because we have to present a model. No more talking, but we have to model this way of life. Allah brought the descendants of African slaves and other slave people who were in slavery at that time to where they are now. And regardless of what we call nationality, they're laying in the cut waiting for us to ask for help from those who we know has gone through the same development that we're going through. Everybody in America was a slave except for the people who was benefiting from it. And they're still that way today. Everybody is trying to use their intellect and this great wisdom of knowledge and stuff that Allah has given them, how to use somebody else to do what they don't want to do, because maybe they don't understand. Maybe they don't have faith. We don't know. But we have that. We know what to do. We keep asking for it every day, but we won't ask each other. We won't ask each other to come to shore. We won't ask each other to spend every penny we got, spend it on self, because the world is waiting on us to get ourselves together. If they see us save our soul with this final example of how to do it in the Quran and the life of God, more of them will run and support it like people was coming to Imam Muhammad. But again, remember, they were turning down the Pope and all them. They just could not see them giving up what they have to support what they want, which is the freedom, justice, and equality of the final revelation of the Quran. And that's the dilemma at the end, because Shaitan is interfering and giving choices and making duplications and giving other avenues away about going to get the pie in the sky when the pie is right down here. This is our share of the duty. This is the pie Allah gave us. He gave us the whole planet Earth to develop and make sweet to the taste of any human being who believes in Allah in the last days. Just want to
thank you. Thank you, Muhammad. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And you really complimented what Bilal was talking about. I think he put it in such a beautiful explanation, developed the social life, develop the needs of our community, and let the development of that bring on all of the other aspects. I appreciate that very much. I've heard that language given on many occasions where it just was pointed out that the benefit is in the work. The benefit is in the doing. That's where all of the resources, all of Allah's angels and help comes when we actually start the work. start putting that foundation and building and creating something. So we are totally in agreement and agree with those aspirations and desires. So let me just circle back now and press one, go out the queue, we let you back in when you the need arises and you get back in. Michael, we have any other callers before we continue?
Not at this time.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to just look at Surah El-Ma'un. It's a tied into this topic, and I wanted to share a specific part. You know, where Allah talks about in that Surah El-Ma'un, woe to the worshiper who lies about religion. Ereite levi yukedibu bidin. Woe unto those who lie, who tell a lie about the deen, a lie about the way of life. And Allah says that they neglect to take care of the orphans. They don't want to feed the poor. You know, Reverend Barber, William Barber, he had the Poor People's Campaign. And, you know, this is something you don't hear about in the media, on the news very much. Even in the political arena, they talk about the middle class. But nobody talks about the indigent and the needy. And Allah says in that regard, woe unto those who are neglectful of their well, for Waylun Lil Mursaleen. Woe unto those who are neglectful of their prayers. You know, our prayers are supposed to be for these indigent orphans and needy people. That's where we saw. And you know, this term Waylun means woe. And you know, I in my experience of trying to remember some Arabic grammar, I looked at that as wailing, Waylun, wailing. You know, woe unto you, because it's really saying that you're gonna be wailing and crying because you're neglecting these things, neglecting this empathy to be regardful of the needs of the poor. You know, Michael, share with some if you have comments. Please share. Are you muted, Michael?
Yes, sir. Your comments bring to mind. And I'm going to mention it this way, because I don't want us to see individuals per se, although there are examples of what you're saying. That particular chapter, El Ma'un, is supporting what Jesus said about these hypocritical leaders that are the problem, because they say that they're following righteous example, but when you look at the behavior, whoa, wait a minute, this does not compute with what Father Abraham.
Yeah.
You know,
that tendency. Stop right there, huh? Whoa. I'm thinking about how you tell a mule, whoa.
and look at
put a little humor
in.
It's not funny, but but it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at the environment. And like, I'm not throwing shade, but it's an issue. It's a strategy of Satan to that. Like, if you're making a contribution as a model, and then a bag is thrown in front of you, you know, we're going to give you so many thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars if you just come over here. Stop representing these people that need your example very much. I believe Reverend Barber was invited to take on a greater responsibility, and I'm sure it was a greater paycheck. And I don't know how much he's connected with what he originated, the program that he originated in terms of the poor. But this is the
thing, Poor People's Campaign,
to offer you more influence. You know, you're trying to help your people, but you remember what we put in you now. You know, you know how you love to be recognized by Europeans, by Caucasians, by white folks. You know how much you enjoy being recognized and being one of those special Negroes, you know, being the special Negro that, you know, there's only a few can be acknowledged as being special. And we're telling you, we're going to acknowledge you as being special. We want you to come away from the help that you're giving to the poor and unestablished special Negro.
Yeah.
And this is problematic. It's problematic.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the last thing I heard about him was that he had went to a theater with his mother recently in the news, as a matter of fact. And he had, I guess he has a disability of sorts, and he had a special wheelchair of sort that he needed to bring into the theater, and they wouldn't allow him in. They excluded his 90. His mother was 90-something years old. He was bringing her to see The Color Purple. And she must have wanted to see that movie, and he was taking her, and they refused to let him in the theater in his apparatus that he needed for a disability. So I think he has a disability now. And, you know, but here again, lack of empathy. You know, here's a 93-year-old lady, her son, in a wheelchair, and you won't let him into the movie, the manager of the theater. And, you know, he naturally created a ruckus because that's what he do. He had the campaign for the poor. You're going to have some problems when you mess with somebody like that. Now, you're not going to get away clean. You're going to be in for a fight, you know. So, but this lack of empathy, you know, it's impregnated our society. And you see it in the callousness of the society. And, you know, I think we have to address it from the Quran, from what God wants, as well as we have to start to practicing more love. And start with our close friends, start with our family, practicing more love. And let's see what the change will be. You know, I had a relative was telling me about a problem he was having with another relative, and I said, why don't you just try create more love, be peaceful, and allow calm to exist, and see how that works. I said, you've tried fussing and complaining and cussing and whatever, so just let's say for 30 days, let's just be peaceful. And see how that works. You know, change the paradigm. If you see something is not working, what is that? I think Confucius, I said the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing expecting a different result, right?
Yeah.
So let's change the paradigm. If you see something is not working, change the paradigm, and then see how that see what effects that have. And I'm a witness. You know, I remember our dear Imam Qasim, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, may Allah forgive him mistakes and give him paradise. He had the concept of the 4T, spending, first the cash, spending, giving. It's the cash, this idea of the cash, spending. He said you spend from your time, you spend from your talent, you spend from your treasure, and you spend from your trust. He said, 4T, emphasize that. It's spent from your touch, you know, and we have to start thinking about what is our touch. The three T's are very prevalent in society, time, time, talent, and treasure. I think Imam Coffin brought that fourth T to it. He said, spend from your touch. And I when he said it, I was reflecting on the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, how he was attentive to the believers, and that attentiveness created such love for him in the hearts of the believers. Yeah. And so we can do that. That's something we can do. That's so easy, to be kind, to be respectful, to be patient, to be tolerant. That's not a difficult task, right? So go ahead, Mike.
The shaitan is trying to make it more difficult, because it's speaking right to this concept that we're looking at of empathy. You know, I feel for another person. I have understanding that that's a common issue. They're suffering. You know, they're in difficulty, and I can understand that. I can relate to that difficulty, and I can give the kind of touch with my relating to that to ease the suffering, to ease the difficulty. And we have a recall guest that wants to join in.
Yes, let's go to our caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Preparing and Making in the Land, please.
Assalamu alaikum, it's Bilal. Alhamdulillah.
Welcome,
you know,
welcome Bilal.
Right, I know Lani Rennie worked in big, what I call big money people up north, right? And what they do, they make you sign a closure, statement closure, saying that anything that you create is for them.
Yeah, disclosure.
So they know the value of us as being creative people. And they'll set up an environment for they people with soft music, whatever they need to make them productive. So in our request, and I request for marketing skills. That's something for business people. We're going to have that even in our life. Our marketing skills. Let's put ourselves and others, get a group, and put us in a creative mode where we can sit down together and hatch out some things. I know, Brother Delisha, you dealing with something like that, or you dealt with that?
Still trying to find that group. Still trying to find cohesionness. And really, it's so simple. All we have to do is promote what each other do. That's all we have to do. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a family member. You know, just share what's going on in our environment, what businesses we want to support, how do we want to make business successful. You know, it's easy to do. Marketing is not as difficult as they make it seem.
That's right.
It costs you a fortune if you try to hire someone to do that for you.
That's right.
But the concepts are so simple, we could do it for ourselves.
Right. Look, DeLacy, I'm going to help you in that arena. Put my mind to it, and I'm gonna help you in that arena.
You give a lot of help, man, with what you do, you know. But this is something that we need our young people who are talented with media,
right?
Multimedia. Yes. We got computers. We're using these computers right now in our hands. I mean,
come online.
You can talk. You can share. Yes. You can multi-text. You can do all of this stuff. So like that business, Muhammad's business with the cumin seed oil that he pays on AM360 to advertise. I'm going to put mine on there soon as well. But, you know, that we can promote that. We can promote that. That's a healthy product. And it's something beneficial. You know, and I have a healthy product. People are giving me great accolades of the benefits they're getting from it. So these things can benefit the health of our community, and it needs to be known. It really needs to be supported. So that's all, and it's simple. It's not that complicated for you to tell a friend, talk about what the product does for you, or share it, or even just take a few minutes and post something about it. Name the product, post something about it. You know, it's not that difficult. Marketing is not all it's cracked up to be. It's just a simple thing of having good content about a specific issue and making it aware and available to the public. Like what we're doing
We're on empathy now.
We're on empathy now. And this is marketing. This is what we're doing here. Yeah.
I think that racism had affected us in such a negative way.
We need our young people with us. They need to be with us.
Yeah, we do. Without a doubt.
So
they have technology.
They are trained in this technology. They are very wise in it. They carry with them and they stay on it and they play with it and they dance with it, but they don't make progress with it. Right? They let the technology take them to hell instead of bringing productive life. So that's what we have to do.
Alhamdulillah.
Simple.
Right,
very
brother.
Simple. Very simple.
All right. Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thanks for your desire to help, man. We appreciate you very much. All right, Michael. Please share with us some thoughts you may have. Look, this stuff gets me really. Look, let me share this with you. I was outside, and I was talking with Rabbani, Professor Rabbani, on the phone. He was in Ethiopia, by the way. No, he was getting ready to go to Ethiopia. And a guy passed by, and he called me. He said, "How you doing, Father?" I was upset about something that was going on in the business, you know. And I was talking with Rabbani about it. I said, "Rabbani, he this man that passed by called me Father. He must think I'm a priest or something." Rabbani started laughing. He started laughing. He said, "That's what I'm going to call you now, Abu Ye. Oh, Abu Ye." He brought me from a depressed state back to humor in about a split second, you know. This is what happened right now. You know, I get these spells where I be so serious, then I'm reminded that on the believers there shall be no fear of grief. You know, and I get right back. I'm right back here. So go ahead, Mike, share with us some concerns you may have.
Well, you know, the idea of marketing communication is an understanding of human psychology, how the needs are, you know, what are the things that attract us, what are things that drive us, you know, in a certain direction, the need to be free from difficulty, pain, and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They find the pleasure principle, so they develop language is attractive to you, looking for relief, you know. It's something that we have to be aware of, you know. The history of our people is a history of being a product of an environment that produced a group that was never seen before in the annals of history. There never was a Negro before chattel slavery. And that environment created a certain type of thinking. It created, in terms of our common human foundation, it created a dysfunctional group of people. Not all of us, because we see in the history of those who were not overcome by the dysfunctionality, and they, as a minority, they worked to kind of help us. You know, the giants like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Elijah Lovejoy, I think he was a Caucasian that showed empathy and mm-hmm. human interest.
And we had many Caucasians sacrificing their life for our freedom, too. You know, that's something very powerful when we start talking about black and white and et cetera, and racism and this and that. But we have to remember there were many, many Caucasian people on the Underground Railroad and et cetera who worked against the oppression of our people. And we can't just, with a broad brush, paint every Caucasian person as an enemy or something like that. There's, you know, this idea of racism is such a poor picture for anyone to have, black or white, you know, because we like you said, shared human space. We like Muhammad mentioned, we have these shared human spaces here that people have struggled and sacrificed for our freedom as well, both races. So go ahead, Michael.
The more aware we are of how this social life operates with language, that the language environment, it shapes much of our dispositions, how we feel. And for African Americans, our development, we have to realize that we have been in an environment designed to trigger us, not towards our best selves, but to trigger mm-hmm. us in relationship to us responding in a dysfunctional way. So the more we become aware of what God put in us and what this world has attempted to put in us, so against our own best efforts, then we will strategically introduce language that will create an environment that will make us aware. First of all, we have God's help. You know, oftentimes when we talk about this history, we're not made fully conscious that God was with us all the time, and there's a reason for him permitting us to go through this dysfunctionality. And it's designed to prove that the Creator knows best. And he gives the help. He gives help. Look, what we went through, those in the Congo, those in Sudan, those in occupied Palestine, people who are innocent and suffering can relate to that history of the Negro, you know, being persecuted, and the attempts to keep us in an undermined, dysfunctional situation. So many examples, you know, the Reconstruction period and how that turned against us. There was an economic component called the penny banks and whatnot, where our folks could invest their little pennies, and that was brutally destroyed. And that destruction takes away our confidence.
We've had so many disappointments that we have, and you know what? Again, the Quran addresses these things, and unfortunately, our bigger community, larger community, is not informed. This is why the dawah is so important. Dawah, inviting people to the good life. Not so much that we should be trying to convert them, but what about inviting them to the natural life that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created for every human being? You know, this Allah makes the sun to shine on the wicked as well as the righteous. Everyone has access to this creation.
Think about the person that called you, father. You may not realize, you know, father is leader. He may have been acknowledging the fact.
I knew where he was coming from, Michael, but I was in that mood, you know. This man called me father. You think I'm a priest or something? I told nobody that. He bust out laughing.
Yeah.
I understood. I understood the respect he was paying me. I understood it. You know, but you know, I'm the law. Law is the law. We do what we do, and he gets the reward. But I was in that mood, you know. Yes, sir. I understood it, and I realized what it was, you know, and appreciated it, you know.
It's subtle. I'm hearing the language developing where those senior citizens that are identified as those who really want to help us and are concerned about us is starting to introduce into the language uncle and auntie, you know.
Yeah, it's coming. Elders. Our elders. Yeah, we're hearing that language, and it's good in our community. You know,
absolutely.
And family, man, we're hearing family a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate Brother Imam Omar Shakir. He uses that language when he's talking to his congregation, dear family.
Yeah.
Dear family.
Yeah.
You know, these things are endearing. Oh, Abu Ye, oh father, oh my son, Abu Ni, oh my son. When we are addressing our young, we should address them with terms of endearment. You know, we have to address them with terms of endearment. We can't just neglect to be kind and expect we're going to have a good environment. No, and this is culture. This is that social education business, social culture and governance. This is that social piece that Bilal was talking about where we have to build on it. We are not building the physical structure, but let's build the emotional, spiritual structure that we need to be successful, you know, and that's important. So let's take a break, and inshallah, I want to invite Imam Kareem, if he's available, to share with us, to share with us about the telethon, et cetera. And Michael, go ahead and let's take a break while Imam Kareem chimes in, inshallah.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community, and then, eventually, national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, we're back. Dear listeners, you're listening to Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I hope now my critics are understanding what this Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty means. I get a lot of expectations that we are talking about just money. No, we are talking about building human beings to have them ready to be successful in the material world, the spiritual world, and in obedience to the Creator's plan, master plan for human society. That's what we are working on here. It's a all-encompassing content program that where we utilize El Islam, the religion of El Islam, the Quran, the Sunnah, our leadership, our development of this indigenous Muslim community's picture of progress and success and failures and getting back up again and going after it again and all those things that it takes to be successful in the life that's given to us in a really structured form in Al-Islam, in the religion of Al-Islam, and it's practiced by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So this is what the preparing and making in the land of plenty is for those.
Got Imam Kareem.
Go ahead. Let's bring Imam Kareem. Please share with us, Imam.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. Imam DeLacy, you mentioned something that I have noticed also. Mainstream news and coming from political parties, they always address the middle class. You never hear too much consideration or concern for the poor. The poor. We have a homeless crisis in this country. Almost every major city has a large population of the poor, those that are homeless, out of doors, and we don't hear the concern about them. But so that's what makes this broadcast so important and so essential, that you bring up a neglected portion of humanity, the poor. And in order to continue to hear these type of subject matters brought up, we encourage everyone to tune into Islamic broadcasting. Then you will hear the content of the Surah Ma'un, the meeting the neighborly need. So this is a very vital broadcast that you have, and it is very precious. And in order to continue to hear this type of subject matter discussed and brought to the fore, we ask everyone, if they would, to help us financially secure our intelligentsia operations, that we are among the poor. We are believer-supported radio. So we ask you, if you would, take a moment now and help us reach our $15,000 goal by making your tax-deductible contribution at cwsc.us. You will not hear this type of programming from mainstream media, nor from out of the mouths of our politicians, of those that call themselves our leaders. Well, you're not just the leader of the rich or a middle class, you also represent the interests, poor, the meeting the neighborly need. And it is on American Muslim 360 that this type of subject matter is broached. It is brought forward. So we ask you to help us reach our $15 goal, $15,000 goal, by making your tax-deductible contribution at cwsc.us. And if you would, click on the blue donate button. Someone is really moving around now. I'm hearing a lot of background noise, unfortunately. So anyway, we're in the midst of our annual year-end fundraising telethon, and we want to thank you up front for your continued support for the CWSC and American Muslim 360. Praise be to Allah. If you wish to contribute, you can make a one-time recurring contribution. This enables us to better forecast our operating revenue, and we are assured that we have your support each month to maintain and expand our operations. If you should be faced with any difficulties at any time in making your gift, please call us at 910-317-0297. And a representative will be happy to assist you. You can also go to paypal.com to make a payment by credit card to CWSC, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. That preparations begins among the poor. let me say this here, religious life got its birth among the poor. This way of life that Almighty God has blessed us with started among the poor. Though they were the first foundation, they were the first to accept this wonderful way of life Almighty God have identified for us as El Islam. So we should never neglect the needs of the poor. Our most popular recurring giving level is just $9.99 a month, or 33 cents a day. And I know it's a small individual amount, but based on all of us doing our part to ensure our intelligentsia is strong and ready to mirror, to remake the world, but it must begin among the poor. Praise be to Allah. We are grateful that you mentioned this subject matter, Imam D. Lacey. Praise be to Allah. It is only here on American Muslim 360 that you hear such thought-provoking words and encouragement and subject matter preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Praise be to Almighty God. So we ask you, if you would, press 1 on your phone and make a pledge for helping us maintain our operating cost so that we can continue to bring you excellent broadcasting and thought-provoking subject matter here on America Muslim 360. We asked you if you could implement a recurring contribution means the monthly amount is automatically deducted from your designated account to CWSC. You can cancel it at any time. And of course, while your contributions are tax deductible, it is the multiplied blessings of charity, especially with the upcoming month of Ramadan, that we receive our greatest rewards for our generosity. You can call in your gift by phoning in at 910-317-0297. Tell us your name, telephone number, and email, and a representative will assist you with making your contribution. If you are like me, I still use snail mail. I still do. If you would like to mail in a gift, make your check or money order payable to CWSC and mail to CWSC Marina Village, 4905 34th Street, Suite 185, St. Petersburg, Florida. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah, we are grateful for this broadcast, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, for it begins with the poor. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Imam DeLacy. And if anyone would like to make a pledge, we ask that you press 1 on your phone now, and we will graciously receive your financial pledge. Thank you, Imam DeLacy. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. All right. You know, Michael, I was thinking on what Bilal mentioned, and I thought it was such a profound statement, and it inspired just a series of thoughts. It was very thought provoking when he talked about taking care of the social order and letting the social order, letting the development of the social order develop the science and the technologies that you need. Now, you know, most time when we think about building, we're looking at brick and mortar, you know, but we neglect the first steps is the human spirit and the human interest to build, right? How do we cultivate that specific, when we think about why we're not achieving, why are we not doing this, because the human spirit has been destroyed and crippled, you know. So we have to rebuild that. We have to rebuild that trust, that love, that concern, compassion, all of those interesting things that Allah has created, the urges that Allah has created in the human, the need that Allah has created in the human being, the human need, the neglect, human fulfillment, has caused so much havoc.
We've got Sister Martha Nala on the line.
Yes, good day, welcome, Sister Martha.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you so very much, and greetings of peace to everyone that only Almighty God can give. And as Imam Abdullah said, as you were saying, I said, yes, that is right down the line of what we're talking about, this, what we're sharing this morning, continuation of those who are donating, have been donating, and continue to do. And, I mean, this has been since we declared our telethons here on AM 360 in 2016. So the generosity has been and continues to be. And we thank Almighty God for everyone who continues to donate. Imam, to your mentioning about the trust, building the trust, you know, with many organizations, and perhaps it's just in families as well, trust, and I'm speaking of trust now, the charitable setup for bequests, or that which is, there's hadith, a saying reported from Sahih Bukhari that said, a Muslim does not plant or sow anything from which a person, animal, or anything eats, but it is considered as sadaqah, or charity, from him. And we speak of the sadaqah jariyah, which is the continuous flowing or the benefits from the sadaqah. And this is the one area that we do not mention sometimes, is making those charitable gifts through our estate. That's a conversation to be had later, God willing, but right in line with what you were sharing. How do we, beyond the brick and mortar or without the brick and mortar, establish that and establish within each person? So we're asking everyone, as Imam Kareem Hamid just gave you the information to share your donation, going to cwsc.us and clicking on the blue donate button, or dialing 910-317-0297. And inshallah, God willing, I'll be the one to answer your call. Or you can just mail it in, as to the address will be given again, inshallah, God willing. But one of the best ways to make a difference in line to preparing to make it in the land of plenty beyond those donations is to make a difference for the next generation, is to leave something tangible today for tomorrow through the bequest. And you can leave something both spiritual and material with your gift that can be a sadaqah jariyah, continuous flowing or recurring gift or benefit now and in the hereafter. So you go to cwsc.us and you can click on plan donations, and that can add to what your donations are of today, inshallah. I'll stop right there. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you, Sister Martha, for sharing that. Thank you so much.
We've got about nine minutes.
Okay, good, Michael. So, yeah, I just wanted to look at that again, and maybe we are taking re-examine that specific topic, Michael. How the social development contributes to technology and brick and mortar development.
I think
that's a very, very powerful topic that deserves a little more time. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just want to say that we need to have some awareness of how certain words have a meaning, and then they have a connotation. And sometimes when you talk about the poor, you're talking about, or it's been framed that these are the unproductive people. These are the people that are a burden on the society. They don't contribute. But we, recently, just the other day, Last night or the night before last, I was looking at statistics about the poor, and we have, you know, we have a poverty level, and we have a number of people that have one and two, maybe even more than two jobs, but the amount of money that they make is still below the poverty level. They're not,
yeah,
they're not making a decent wage, but they're working.
A living wage, a living wage, a living wage.
Yeah. So my point is we came in with a identification of the associates of Imam Muhammad as the striving poor. Just that one word adds dignity to the idea of being poor, you know, and showing the importance of language, you know. I'll stop there.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Michael. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, so we have these ingredients that are embedded within our knowledge that Allah has shared with us from the Quran and Sunnah. And check our callers, Michael, see if we have any callers, because we got a few minutes. Callers, this is your last chance to get in and announce your donation, as was said, or chime in with your comments on this particular valuable topic, the loss of empathy and how to repair it. Yes.
Yes. We've got about 5 minutes in the callers.
Yes. So, alhamdulillah. Yeah, but I do want us to examine this particular topic. Maybe we can do something on it next week. Because, you know, even in my mind, I'm so result oriented in my thinking that, you know, I get right back to brick and mortar development.
We've got two.
Okay, let's go to our call. Let's go to our callers. Go ahead, Michael. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Sister Gail Muhammad. I'm calling in to give permission to re-establish my, well, it's already established, so they can continue with my monthly donation.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, Sister Gail. Welcome to our program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plain. Thanks for your donation.
I'll connect her with Sister Nala.
Yes. So, Sister Gail, any other comments you would care to share for us?
She's in the back room now, and we have another caller.
Okay, caller, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Delacy Umar. This is Sister Khalida Akbar, and I would like to thank all of
you. Thank you, Sister Khalida. Welcome. Go ahead, continue. Did we lose Michael?
No, sir. Her mic is open. She might have hit mute, but the mic is open.
Yeah, I wanted to say one of the things that hold people back from being empathetic is being able to place yourself, not physically, but psychologically, in someone else's shoes. And empathy is not sympathy. We all know that. We know that sympathy is feeling sorry for someone and not doing anything about it. But empathy means for you to psychologically look and assess someone else's situation and look at what the struggle is for them and look for ways to help them. As you were saying, you mean Delacy Umar, solution-oriented. In order to have that, you have to have the capacity to think outside of just yourself and your immediate needs and be able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you that empathy for humanity and be able to help them in other ways. And it's not always money, but, of course, money is needed because we are in a material part of creation, so we need that, food, clothing, and shelter. But just it starts basic, though, having a good heart and being able to have feelings outside of just your own family and your immediate needs. So thank you so much, and I'll continue to tune in. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for defining that very clearly for us, Sister Khalida. And you are an educator, so we appreciate that that refinement that you have and you bring to our program. Thank you so much.
We've got 2 minutes, and we've got a recall from Bilal.
All right, let's bring our brother Bilal in. Bilal, you got a minute.
Oh, alhamdulillah, though. Look, let's talk a little bit more about citizenship in our community, and to make sure that our children get that focus on the fact that we have a responsibility to this nation of the United States of America. And Imam Muhammad says it's so important that we need to make sure that we put that language environment in the community for ourselves. And look what he says. He says, but most importantly, to save our youth from destroying themselves.
Yeah.
So that's there. Yeah. So praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, that's a real interest for me, Bilal. Thank you so much. That's a real interest for me. I surround myself with young people when I can and work with them, train them, et cetera. That's a real interest for me. Advise them, try to keep them focused. But thanks for the citizenship requirement for our youth to have that type of content, and for adults to have it. So, Micah, please close us out. And inshallah, we've enjoyed this program and enjoyed exploring and watching the knowledge unfold. It's a beautiful picture when we see our religion bringing forth such revealed information. So close us out, Michael, if you would.
We will make a supplication, a dua. Oh Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you've saved. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge and none can judge against you. And those whom you befriend are not disgraced. And salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, appreciate you. Tune in next week, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, 9:30 till 11. You know, our programming coming up. Sister Dafrita Hadid, Islamic Learning Lab at 5 to 7 this evening, inshallah.
And cultural insights right now, Imam, 11 to 1.
Yes. Okay.
CWSB cultural insights. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much.
We just tune back in, or we stay tuned?
Tune back in. You have to hang up and dial back in, please.
Thank you, Sister Nala. Shukra.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.